Well, here we are. It's the news, according to me. Good Monday morning. It's not Friday. It's Monday, December 22nd, just a few days before Christmas, 9:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host with my little... Well, where did he just go? He's having a little puppy here. He just took off. Right in the middle of that, he just kind of decided to get up and walk off, and I didn't have his leash, so I don't know. Well, I hope he doesn't do anything out there in the big, brave world. Anyway, it is Monday, Mishmash Monday here at the news, according to me. I'm in the home studio. I've been all over the country. Not all over the country, just a few places. Last week, I didn't have really a good opportunity to do a show on Friday. I thought I was going to be able to do a show on Friday. It would have been late in the day by the time I had a chance to do it. It was, I was in Albany. No, was I in Albany? I was in Scranton. I was in Scranton, I think. I can't remember where I was on Friday. No, you know what? I was in Chicago on Friday. I had a crazy day. Was trying to get to Albany. Made about halfway to Albany, and the plane, we had to turn the plane around and go back to Chicago, I guess, because there was nasty, nasty weather out there in the Albany area. So they turned us back around. Yeah, see, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work to have him barking behind me. This is your Chewy. I got you this little Chewy thing there. He's supposed to be chewing on the little Chewy thing. Well, he likes for me to hold it for him for some reason, which is kind of unusual. Most dogs don't want you to hold their bone while they want to chew on their bone and have it, you know. This dog, he brings it over to me, wants me to hold it for him so he can chew on it, so he doesn't have to hold it. He's chewing on it. It's just weird. I guess it's a sign of trust or something. I don't know what that is. Not that I mind it. It's just I don't want to, you know, get my finger confused with the chewy part. Anyway.
Oops. Get it. There you go.
See if we can figure that out. A lot of things happening in the news. Democrats are kind of going crazy right now. Life in general stuff that's been going on over the weekend. Democrats now, of course, are freaking out about the whole Epstein thing. Now, it doesn't matter what happens. Everything gets blamed on Trump. And, you know, Trump's always the bad guy. He's the racist. It's gotten so old, I think, with most people. I think people are getting, there's a fatigue thing setting in, I think, in the nation. Really, I think, especially among those on the right, you know, we kind of wanted to be understanding initially and kind of, you know, getting, but there's never ending. I started to think about maybe having this like outrage of the week kind of thing, whatever it is this week that they're outraged about. Whatever, you know, he said something about Rob Reiner. Well, that was the big deal last week. Of course, then there's always this continuing kind of thing about shooting drug lords. These boats. Now he's confiscating international. They're breaking international law. I'm talking about the oil rigs that are going. Well, not the rigs, but the tankers. Yeah, I think there's three of them now. We've commandeered because they've gone. They're breaking the law. They're taking sanctioned oil to Iran. I think it's Iran. Now, the interesting thing about this is that Iran. Why would Iran want oil? They got plenty of oil. They don't have any refineries. They get the oil, but they don't have the refineries. They don't have any kind of infrastructure to do anything with it. And so they, ironically, they're on the precipice of being a nuclear armed country, and still don't have the facilities to process oil and refineries, that kind of thing. But it's bizarre that they, you know, they're in such economic just weirdness going on over there. So the and what it does is they move this stuff around. It does all kinds of weird stuff. There's all kinds of weird trading deals going on. And this is where Trump's tariffs are starting to control some of this stuff, and the world markets, the market itself likes it. It's creating a balanced field out there, which is economically good. However, politically, it's not good for many countries. There's a lot of countries that are actually very upset. Now, here's what's weird about this whole thing. And they've discovered about $8 billion in fraud over the SNAP and other programs. I'm just talking about Minnesota. There's billions of dollars have been defrauded through these programs. And you cannot tell me that a governor of that state did not know what was going on. That the sitting congresswoman of the district where 99% of it was happening didn't know what was going on. And when she's asked about it by Jake Tapper, of course, he's a fine, hard-hitting analyst, journalist. He asks her the question, and she gives this answer. And she does what I had a name for it. It's gravel talk. I think it's like a gravelly voice. Well, this is what happens when it happens that way, and it goes. This is the way it is, and just the way. I think that's she goes into this whole thing about how there was so much money going around everywhere, and there was just no controls. We didn't have the guardrails in place for things. And why is it that it's just the same guardrails were everywhere else in the country? And I'm sure there was plenty of other stuff going on around the country. But for some reason, it's one little area in Minnesota where there happens to be a large population. Now, what gets me is she turns around. I don't have any audio to play for you today, but I've played the audio before. So it's out there. But she answers this question and she starts saying, well, this is bad for the Somali population too, because they're taxpayers too. They pay taxes, and now it's their tax money that's going someplace that it shouldn't be going. Are you serious? 80%. Actually, it's over 80%. The number's actually over 80%. I'm giving them some leeway here. 80% of the Somali households in Minnesota are on government assistance. 80%. Now, you can say that they're all taxpayers and they're contributing to society. All of the studies that have been done will say otherwise. They all say that they are a net loss. All the taxes that are paid by all the workers, for Somalian workers that have come here, that immigrated here, all of them, all the tax money they're paying it's not even a third of what the population is taking out in government assistance. That's just flat out fact. Now, I'm not saying that every Somali individual is a bad person. I'm saying there's a cultural problem here. I'm not saying every black person is a problem. But there's a cultural problem. Now, whites, yes, you guys have a cultural problem too. You guys, we, well, whatever. Every culture has a cultural problem. Some worse than others. And it's close to Christmas. I'm just not going to go down that road. I'm going to back up, take a sip of my chai with coconut creamer in it. And I'm going to look here at my backup cup. It's got sweet tea. Most of it is Chick-fil-A sweet tea that I purchased on Saturday. So it's a little bit old, but it's still really good. I kept it cold the whole time, so while I was on my trip, I got some Saturday evening, carried me through Sunday. I have a little bit of it left now. I'm going to be making some fresh peach tea today because our family is doing our annual gathering. We usually do a Christmas gathering or something around this holiday gathering, kind of around this time of year. And so today my wife has a thing going on, so I've got to make chili, and I've got to make tea, and got to wrap all the presents, take care of the dogs, fix the car that broke some. She went out to start her car this morning. It wouldn't start. I don't know what's going on with that. I think she broke it again. The I don't know what she does to these cars. No, there's something wrong. It's the starter. It's either a fuse or it's a wire that's come loose or broken. I'm not sure which, but there's something going on with the starter. Well, not start. So it's got one of those. It's one of those cars that, you know, if you don't push the button to disable it every time you start it up, it's got this thing to where when you come to a stop, it shuts the car off, and it starts the car again. When you push on the accelerator, when you let off the brake or push on the accelerator, it starts the car again. Well, I don't like that thing. I don't like it. I wish I could permanently disable it. I don't like pulling up to a stop sign and have the car stop because you don't know if it's going to start again. And then this is exactly what happened, fortunately, in our garage. So I don't know what's going on. It could be part of that system. I don't know. It could be part of something else. I have a feeling it's a wire or a fuse, one of the two. So I'll have to look into that today. On top of everything else, I'm getting ready to go. I'm only going to be home for 3 days. I got to get ready to go for a trip because when I come home next week on Sunday, we are heading out on Monday to drive 1,000 miles to a location that's a little bit warmer. I don't know if there's going to be any. Probably won't be much of a show next Monday. Might be a show maybe or two next week. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, I'd like to know what you think about what I think. You can call the show, text the show at 812-379-8778, and let me know what you think. You can leave a text message, or you can call and leave a voicemail message. My voice is kind of messed up today. There, just did a good cough with the mute button on. Kind of cleared that up. So I'll just soothe that with some sweet tea there. There we go. Now it's turning more silky smooth again. Not quite where it should be, but I have more of that in the world. I don't even have that voice going on. I can't even do the voiceover trailer guy, the movie trailer guy. Okay, So let's talk about some of the things that are happening. There's some good things happening, by the way. The bill. There's a lot of tax advantage stuff happening next week, next year, I should say. For the first of the year. Apparently this stuff's all retroed back to this year. So what you made this year all applies towards next year. I don't think there's any tax on tips. I don't think there's something. I think some of the things that were in the big, beautiful bill, whatever they call it, are actually going into effect next year. And for this year's taxes, with the taxes you will pay on things, there's some kind of an account. I believe it's for children. It might be like a healthcare account type thing. And I think for opening the account, you get $1,000 in the account right away. It's for all children, anybody that signs up for this program. And there's some really brilliant ideas here. Now, again, the Democrats, they were trying to get this stuff passed. They're still trying to get this whole subsidies thing passed. And they're making it sound like everybody's bill is going to go up. 300% or whatever. Millions of people are probably going to have a higher bill. There's some people that won't. I think that there's between 5 and 7 million people probably that are going to have their bills going to go up for the healthcare insurance. However, not everyone's will, and it's to that extent. And it's the subsidies. What they don't tell you is that the subsidies are not paid to the individuals. They're paid directly to these insurance companies. And the whole thing about Obamacare was that it locked people into certain carriers. Of course, we were told, you can keep your doctor. You like your doctor? You can keep your doctor. You can keep your insurance. You like your plan? You can keep your plan. And then we find out we can't keep our doctor. We can't keep our plan. The exchanges became very limited. I don't even understand it all. It's very complicated. But because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor, I'm not an insurance expert. If I were an insurance expert, I would resign. I wouldn't continue to be. I don't think I could stand that job. I don't even think I would want to be an insurance expert. If somebody wanted to call me an expert, I don't think I would want to. If the entire world voted and said, we're going to say that you're an expert, I don't want that title. I don't even want to be that guy. I want to be an insurance dummy. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be the guy that just pays his bill and forgets about it. I listen to a lot of financial stuff now. It's kind of funny how you get into a certain age. There's quite a few, actually, places that I subscribe to that just to talk about financing and retiring, finances, how people handle finances and savings and how they view spending, what they do in their, especially in their later years, early years, that kind of thing. Just the difference between starting at the age of 20 and starting at the age of 60 or later, as I'm in. And where you're at in that whole perspective of things. Now, of course, you don't know if, you know, you can save and you try to, it's not all about scrimping and trying to cut corners on small things necessarily. Those things are more important when you're younger, when your income is less. However, the biggest problem people have is when they start making more money, they do tend to start spending more money on stupid things. And this guy, he talks a lot about, and Dave Ramsey is the same way, that a lot of people talk about, you know, buying a new car, for instance. Just the point at which you really can afford a new car, that most people cannot. And yet they go out and buy them all the time because the financing is there. They're willing to throw a 7 or 8, 10 year mortgage in your face. Over the loan or whatever, over the vehicle to get your payment down. I can afford that. I can be driving around in a brand new car. You can't afford the insurance. And 4 years later, when the car starts to break down and starts to fail all over the place, and folks, you can drive a brand new car off the lot, and you get a flat tire. And guess what? That's not covered under the warranty. Unless you got a road hazard warranty with your tires. Then you still got to pay for the next road hazard warranty on the next tire. And I think the road hazard warranties have gone up. Used to be, we do our stuff at Discount Tire. They don't sponsor the show. By the way, there's no sponsor to this show. But we go get our stuff at Discount Tire. And we get the road hazard warranty. It used to be $19. Now, I used to buy used tires for $19. I would go in there and they would have used tires. And I'd just say, can you just throw some used tires on? You got a good set of used tires? We'll throw those on there. You should do that all the time. Because people go in, get new tires. Well, if they had decent, the tires were still decent, they would stack them to the side. So I did a lot of stuff with my vehicles early on where I was able to get used tires. Now there are still places around that will do that. Some of the bigger chains like Discount Tire and we've got a company in this area called Monteith, which is like, I think they're owned, they're the same company as Zollman, a couple others. They're all owned by the same company. I don't think Bell Tire is owned by the same company. I'm not positive. That's turning into a conglomerate. Anyway, a lot of the chain tire stores will not do that anymore because of liability issues. However, there's also a bit of a conspiracy theory going on there, but there are some locally owned single points out there, like mechanic shops that will give you used tires. They deal with used tires. And you can still get them and keep your vehicle going for $20 or $30. And what's amazing to me is sometimes I'll go in there and they'll replace a tire and they'll say, well, you know, it's got this plug in here that's not legal. It's not one of our plugs. And this isn't allowed under our road hazard insurance warranty thing, which is bogus. That's a bunch of baloney. The reason the plug is in there to begin with is because there was a road hazard. Well, it's not the right kind of plug, so we can't. Value, you know, the warranty's not good. Well, I have five vehicles that I put tires on for Discount Tire. They know that. And usually they will say, well, we'll go ahead and put another tire on there for $30. So in other words, at their cost. Now, if I went in there to buy that tire, it'd be $120. Drives me nuts. Going to buy a new set of tires for all four all the way around, it's like $600 every time we do that. for anything decent. I'm a kind of a Michelin guy. I kind of like the Michelin tires, but it's, we had a little batch there. We had a little spread there for a while with some Michelin tires that were terrible. We had flats all the time. Had issues with them like crazy. And we finally got past that. We got a different kind of tire on there. And I tend to run a little higher profile on the side as well, but that's all. Yeah, I'm not going to, anyway. I'm just jibber-jabbering now because it's Mishmash Monday. By the way, we're not sponsored by anybody. I was going to talk about that a little bit more. There's no sponsor in this company, this podcast. And there's the reason for that is because I don't want to be bought or told or what, you know, I don't want to be careful about what I say about anything in terms of being demonetized or anything else. I want to be able to say all the words I want to say and not have to worry about editing anything out. Now, I'm sure that that may cause a problem with my algorithms for promoting the channel. I mean, I might get fewer listens because I don't have a channel that has all the proper, you know, I say, you know, words that they don't like, whatever word it is. But they are by de facto causing people to edit themselves or to, how you say, silence themselves, I guess you could say. Or censor themselves because if they don't include, if they say certain words on their podcast or on their YouTube channel, they get demonetized or they get throttled back where they don't have as much reach. And so people will censor themselves. Self-censoring is what the word. And this is what happens with this whole thing. So people are doing it, going along with it, just because of the financial reasons. Well, I'm not there. This podcast does not charge anything for this. I don't charge you. And of course, now you have to pay for internet. You have to pay for, you know, to access it, all that kind of stuff. But it's the podcast itself. I don't have a GoFundMe. I don't have a what's the other thing that everybody uses?